Now joined with a bunch of information for us here by head coach Tiffany Carver of the Grundy R5 softball team. They played three games last week. They went 3-0. They were to play tonight, but Mother Nature said, nope, I'm going to send a little bit too much rain up Newtown way, so that game against Novinger for tonight, it's off. And I believe what Randy Huffman told me about 2 o'clock this afternoon is it's going to be played Friday. Is that right, Coach?
That is correct.
Very good. 3-0 record, and all the games were the same. You're giving up quite a bit of runs, but you're scoring more. Your offense has really been going great.
That is true, yes.
What's really been sparking your offense over the last week?
Well, I honestly can't really say. We start off kind of slow, and then we'll finally open up about the third inning.
That's the one thing I did notice, is that the girls aren't necessarily bothered by coming from behind.
No, this week, they stayed in the games. I mean, they didn't fall behind. They didn't drop their heads. They come back and fought every inning.
So, in the game on Friday, that's a game I was kind of working on today, putting a story together on that. You did give up 9 runs, but it looked like Zoe Littleton, she kind of had her strikeout game going. Were the runs just kind of the result of errors and things like that?
You know, when we first started, a couple of kids had some pretty deep hits and kind of got over our heads, so our outfield backed up, and then we had an inning that they were just finding holes and they were falling short.
You were down 5-2 going into the fourth inning. I've done enough softball to know that once you get to the middle innings, you start counting how many outs you have left.
Yes.
Until you can come back. So you got the game to within 5-4. You scored a couple of runs in the fourth inning. Yep. Fifth inning, sixth inning, you blew the game out. But that fourth inning, how big was it for the girls to get a couple of runs?
It was big. It got us on the board. You know, we weren't behind anymore. We were even with them. And it kind of, it helps the pitcher knowing that she's got some runs to work with now, too.
Emma Baxter, 5 RBIs. Did she have any of the bases clearing double category or something like that, or did she just get a base hit here and there?
Well, she had a triple, and she would have had, she had 2 triples. She should have had a home run, but the call at home was not what we wanted.
Gotcha. Those happen every once in a while, I guess.
It does.
Yeah, if you score 16, that makes it a little bit better at the end of the night.
Yes.
Are the girls kind of building momentum win off of win? Do they get more momentum the more they win, Coach?
Yes, they do. They get excited when you tell them, hey, you've got more wins now than you did at the end of last year.
So
they're pretty excited to have beaten that record, and hopefully it keeps us going.
In this conference, it looks like, if anybody beats North Harrison, it's going to be a huge upset, and it doesn't look like you have to, at least in regular season play, deal with the Shamrocks anymore.
No, we don't.
Do you feel like you got a shot at getting that number 2 spot behind them in the conference, Coach?
I do. We played Gilman first game of the season, and we did lose by 1 against them, so that might play with our seeding a little bit in the HDC conference.
And as far as if you're going to compare regular season to tournament play, Tri-County finished 2nd in tournament play, but you beat Tri-County a week ago Tuesday.
Yes, we did.
How big of a win was that for the girls?
Oh, it was a big win because we started off kind of slow, and it got close, but we had a true sixth inning kind of rally and got us going.
Yeah, I think we talked about this a little bit last week, but if you look at your last couple of weeks, it's win, 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 win. There's all these wins. There's 6 out of the last 8 you've won, and the only games that you've lost have been to North Harrison. They're just kind of on a different level. It looks to me, when you look at that, though, that playing North Harrison and at least seeing a team of that caliber has helped your girls.
Yes, it has.
In which ways do you definitely see it and see that, hey, playing the Shamrocks and having to deal with them, I see it in our play this week.
It helps with our defense because the Shamrocks, they have some hard hitters that like to bring it down the third baseline. So that's really helped our third baseman and our left fielder gain their confidence.
How has Zoe been throwing the ball lately, Coach?
Really well. She comes in about the third inning for me and is able to finish out the game.
So is that by design then, that you kind of like her to give a little bit of a different look to opponents?
Yes. She's got a little bit more speed than our starting pitcher.
So the idea being then that if there's a little bit more speed coming there, it's going to take them an inning or two to adjust. By the time they adjust, you might have the lead.
Yes.
It's been working out well, obviously.
Yes, it has.
So, with the rain out today, is there any chance at all to get out on the field and practice, or is it a gymnasium practice? What are the plans?
Today, we just told them to go home and rest, and then we'll hit it hard Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's not a bad idea when you have victories on Thursday and on Friday.
Yes.
What went well for you on Thursday against Mercer, Coach?
Well, you can find that game here. We had some tough D, and then opening up our bats.
So,
getting it going.
As far as the bats go, because you're scoring 13 against Winston, 11 against Mercer, 19 against Tri-County. I mean, you're scoring 15 to 20 runs as far as that goes. Is it the case that just everybody in the lineup right now is putting their bat on the ball?
Well, not necessarily everybody's putting their bat on the ball. Some of them might walk, but then when they get on base, they know what to do. Mm. So we're able to score two runs off of one hit, and sometimes three runs off of one hit. You know, they know what to do as soon as that ball's hit or they're still in bases and they're getting in that scoring position.
Emma Baxter, 5 RBIs on Friday, Coach. When she's swinging it well, what does she bring your offense?
Oh, man, she was making contact and she was sending it out there to that outfield. She was due.
So with winning 6 of 8, scheduled play tonight, and I'm sure the girls kind of looked outside and saw it raining about noon, and they thought, oh, man, maybe we don't play tonight. But I'm sure they're a little bit disappointed not being able to play.
Oh, yeah, but I've got a few that are kind of ill, too, so they're probably excited that we called it off.
So, and Randy must be working quickly because I'm looking at Misha here, and he already has the Novinger reschedule on there.
Yes, for Friday.
Very good. Lynn County on Thursday, Coach. Do you know much about them?
Well, that's my hometown, so I know a little bit about them.
They're named Mustangs, we know that.
Yes.
As far as their level of play, how good of an opponent do you expect them to be for you?
I figured them to be pretty tough. I've looked at their schedule, and they've kind of played some of the same kids that we played, and there's 9 of them on the team, so I look for them to be pretty tough for us.
What are the things that you feel like, you know, you got a pretty good stretch going here, Coach? You made it to 500, you got a chance to go above 500, you got districts coming up here in about 3 weeks. What are the things that you feel like the girls just keep on working on, keep on getting better at?
We want to work on the speed with our bats. If we run into a little bit of a faster pitcher, getting our bats around and making contact then. We've kind of got the slower pitchers down pat. We need to work on a pitcher with a little bit more speed.
How much of a challenge is that? You only talked about that with Zoe coming in from game to game and maybe getting a slower pitcher and then trying to speed up their bat when you get Zoe out there. It's maybe not the same game, but when you see somebody like a North Harrison who throws the ball much, much harder than just about anybody else, we're talking about Haley Craig, of course.
Yes.
How much of a challenge is that? You know, it's one thing to be good, but it's, how much of a challenge is it to just see different speeds all the time?
It can be a challenge because you get, you know, the kids get used to, and if you notice, it does take us a couple innings. You know, if it's a slower pitch, it might take us a time or two. To, you know, they got to see her once. They'll make contact, but not as hard a contact until like the second time around.
Where has this group made the most progress from, say, where they were last year? Because, you know, they're obviously they're winning at a more consistent level. Where have they gained the confidence or gained just the, you know, the ability to play the sport a little bit better this year, Coach?
I can't tell you much on where they were at last year because I only got to watch them one game last year because I didn't coach them last year. So just from what I've seen from the beginning of the year to now.
Yeah, like the beginning of practice till now.
Yes, it's just the confidence. It's okay to mess up. It's okay to strike out, but do it differently when you get up there the next time.
Thing is, too, at the Class 1 level, there's a, you know, nobody wants to make errors. Every, you know, coaches say we want to play as clean as possible, but just about at your level, everybody is going to make errors. It's just about finding a way to get out of that inning.
Yes. Don't drop your head when you make that error. Change it and try to be better the next time around.
And that's something that the girls have really bought into where, you know what, we made a mistake. Let's just put our head down and go after the next one.
Yes.
The head coach of the Grundy R5 Lady Panther softball team, Tiffany Carver. Coach, congratulations on the winning streak, and good luck on Thursday and Friday.
Thank you.